This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. K-U-P-D.
Thank you, inept hero. It is going to be warm. It's already like 94 degrees. 91 on my drive in this morning at like 4:45. It was hot. It's going to be warm, so be careful out there. And of course, Operation Hydration is something you can think about, dropping off all that water. For the Phoenix Rescue Missions, I saw a thing yesterday where people are the shelters, all of them. And it doesn't matter. Look, I'm when it comes to charity, I'd like you to do ours. But if you found another one, I think the other places need water, too. What is the St. Mary's food banks? And everybody needs
whoever so, needs water.
Yeah, drop it off. But if we've got a little setup that makes it convenient for you for our thing. But if you find some way to do this, they're in need. There's a lot of it. So this summer is not going as normal. The donations are way down because, people aren't thinking about that right now as much. So it's a big one, and the shelters need your help. So if you're at Safeway or Albertsons and you hear my tender, beautiful voice telling you, hey, by the way, Operation Hydration, you can drop water off right there at the Safeway you're shopping at. We have a little thing at the end of the right as you're walking out, and you can just dump your case of water right there. You can also drop off at our friends with Porta Subs, our friends at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. A surprise, they got a huge drop off a while ago, which is great. And we could always use more. It's one of those things where we're not expecting to exceed last year's numbers, because how can we? It's a different, this year's kind of goofy. But that doesn't mean that people in need have stopped. So definitely have that. And it goes to a lot of other things, too. Like when they have a surplus, they hand it over to firefighters. They hand it over to, EMTs will have extra water if they need it. And it's accessible to everything. Those water stations need to be filled up, especially in a day. We're looking at Sunday, 117, I heard. That's nuts. So that's definitely going to be people who think that they can walk from A to B in 117 degrees and find out somewhere between A and B they can't do it. And the only thing that will save them is a glass of water. And they're dumb for trying it, but still doesn't mean you need to die just for being a dumb thing. Speaking of, this is the greatest Kelly leak from the Bad News Bears video ever. Toledo, the one I sent you. This thing happened there was an apartment that caught fire last week. And a man is there's a dude, those things where you see a baby hanging off the ledge of a fire and there's a guy underneath and he's going to catch it. Yeah. Watch what happens. Brady, you can't see it, but watch what happens here. Remember in the Bad News Bears when Buttermaker told Kelly Leak, I want you to go out there and catch everything. Don't let Ahmed have a shot, because he wanted to win. So he told Kelly Leak to go catch. Some dude comes blazing out of nowhere and swipes the fly baby. Out of the, he makes the greatest catch ever. Watch
Didn't
this.
Didn't trust the
No,
others.
He saw the dude standing there with his arms out, and Kelly Leak came over and swiped the glory.
Yeah,
watch
time.
This video. It's unbelievable.
3-year-old boy thrown from a balcony right there. You see Jesus. Him drop at his family's apartment. It was engulfed in flames. Now,
dude
witnesses
makes a diving baby
mother,
catch next
she
to the
died
guy.
In that
I think
fire.
He just
she
stole
was
that
trying
baby,
to
John.
Save him and
he
his
ran
sister.
Off with it.
I do.
R. Kim Pell spoke to the man who caught that little boy.
Well, that was a woman that was trying to catch.
There was no time to think.
Is it?
The
maybe
man
not.
In the
no,
red shirt
dude.
Look at
he just steals it away.
I'm not,
and he said in the interview, he goes, I saw this dude and I didn't think he had what it took to catch him. And he's like, so I ran over. And he was right.
He was twirling as he was coming down, and I was just fortunate enough to catch him.
Philip Blanks was at a friend's apartment when he heard the commotion outside as a third-floor apartment unit went up in flames. He ran outside barefoot to see how he could help, ending up with a toddler in his arms just moments later.
God was watching over us, especially him, when he fell into my arms.
God's taking some chances there.
God was kind of a dick 25 minutes earlier. He was burning down an apartment complex and a naked 3-year-old was hanging off the balcony. But yeah, an amazing grab. This dude, he should get all the hero medals that you can get.
Cardinals are going to give him a call.
I'm thinking the same thing, because not only did he do that, he had the wherewithal to get a little yak yardage after that. After he caught the baby, he got up and ran like 30 yards.
Afterwards, though, he drove his car into the lake.
Not another Cardinal receiver. Was he drunk? So, unfortunately, that kid's mom died in the fire.
Really?
It's a terrible story, but that's when you're going to lose me with the whole God was watching over us thing.
Right.
All right. Anyway, but this little 3-year-old gets tossed out of the balcony, and to the other guy who was attempting, I'll catch him. Man, nice try, but I'm glad you're not. Let's just be happy
Stolen
that the
glory.
Other dude showed up, because I don't think he was going to make the grab. I think he was going to Buckner that thing.
he had a sister, and did she, the sister and the,
I only heard the mom
boy
died.
Got out, yeah. But the mother yeah. perished in the fire. But I
think the mom
mentioned that.
I think the mom's the only one that passed, but I'm pretty sure that's right. But yeah, I mean, that would be rough to be standing under a third story balcony, like, all right, I gotcha. And then some other dude comes over and swipes it and then runs off with the baby. Hey, that was my, I was a hero. And then, come on, man. You got mossed.
Hey, dick.
That guy just got mossed. He undercut the route, stole the baby, and then took off the other way. It was a complete, like, high school safety move. It was great, but what a...
Oh, he's ex-Marine, John.
What's the dude's name? He's just, he deserves all the credit in the world, because that is a hell of a grab.
So the other guy gets no glory?
No glory!
For trying?
He's the receiver that quit.
The other spotter?
You know, remember when Cam Newton didn't go after the fumble in the Super Bowl? And yeah.
Philip Blanks.
Yeah, not a lot of...
Retired U.S. Marine and former football player at Kalamazoo Central High School.
How many times has he been asked, is your middle name in the? Fill in the blanks? Wow. Philip Blanks.
He currently works as a bodyguard.
Yeah, that's a great catch, Phil. Great job. Philip Blanks, that is beyond heroic stuff. And to recognize that the dude under the window didn't have what it takes to catch a baby. I don't know that I have that skill. I don't know if that guy can catch a baby. I know I can. I'm undercutting this route. And I think he was right.
Third story, too.
No, it's not an easy drop. And three-year-olds are like, what, 40 pounds?
Oh, yeah.
That's a sack of flour coming at you. Spinning. That's our arms and legs akimbo flying around. You got a baby's head to think about and your own face. And he dove to grab that kid. Amazing. Great job. Philip Blanks, hero of the day, because that is one amazing catch.
What if that baby grows up to be president or something?
Oh,
unbelievable.
What a story.
I mean, I'm looking at the apartment complex and I'm thinking probably not. You know.
What?
You got to come from money. That's the new way. You know that. No poor people are ever going to be president again.
Come on. It's a great story.
Would be amazing. It was a great movie. Let's write the movie. But I don't see that from the depths of poverty to being caught of a burning building and being president. That's too much. That's too hard to believe. Now, if he was jumping out of a mansion... And Philip Blanks caught him. I'd be like, my God, that baby's going to be president someday. It would make more sense to me. Yeah, people like, you don't like hearing that, but you got to be loaded to be president. There's no poor people like, I'm going to do it.
There's plenty of poor people that have made it.
Not to be president.
Name one off the top of your head.
Not to be president.
I mean, that got rich.
Yeah, again, we're talking about presidency. You're talking about global power. Yeah, they can be wealthy and successful.
Hell, but Bill Gates was doing it in his garage, right?
Yeah, but
he was
Microsoft
like
in his garage.
He was 17 years old.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, he owned a house.
Plenty of people that came from nothing.
Yeah, Bill Gates was okay. His history isn't poverty stricken. It was middle class. I mean, he's definitely done very well, but. He was never thrown out of a third floor apartment building on the west side and caught by a security guard, and then changes your trajectory of life. But yeah, it would be great if he did become president. But then Philip Blanks and his family would be like, I caught that little mother. Now he's president, and I don't have a job. I got to get some of that. Philip Blanks' kids should want some. Flying baby becomes president. Forget about it. And I didn't see. Did somebody toss the baby over the edge, or the baby jump?
I couldn't tell either. I didn't see anybody else up on that
brave
ledge.
Baby.
I thought it was the mom that let that baby go.
Man, oh man! And that tells you something right there. They had two guys down there willing to catch people, and then mom standing on the edge, and she didn't even jump because she thought, they're not catching me.
Oh no! Somebody, it looked like somebody did push it.
Just tossed him. Tossed He's spinning. Over. Yeah. Man, oh man! Great catch, Philip Blanks. I watched that last night and I rewound it 100 times. Watch here. Here's the big screen version. Watch this. Watch this maneuver to get that. I think he's right.
Camera angle.
I think he's right. I don't think this guy under the window is going to catch him. I think he thinks he's got the right idea.
Yeah, see, somebody threw it.
Look at that. Picked off.
No, that guy was late. Look at his stance. Look at his stance.
Yeah. I've never caught a baby before. And then Philip dives underneath it and grabs.
He took off. They haven't been able to find him either. He kept running.
You know, he hits a touchdown. Would have been awful if his football instincts kicked in. He spiked the kid.
Man. Somebody messaged in saying the mother threw the kid.
Is it mom?
Yeah.
I don't know who did it.
But if that's the case, why wouldn't she?
She can't go back down. I don't know.
Jump.
I don't know.
I mean, you risk it at that point.
Well, Philip's already made one catch. Let's not. Yeah.
Well, no, I don't care if anybody catches me. I'm not going to burn in a fire. Yeah. I'll jump my ass
I'll try
out
to
of
climb out.
Yeah, or climb.
I'm going to try to make it to the second floor and then work
Maybe
my way up.
She's trying to save animals.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think they did have another animal in there. She was probably in, you know, who knows what your mind does when your whole place is burning up like that. But anyway, that's, you know, the silver lining of the whole thing is that there's a hero story in there. Philip Blanks, you are that is amazing. And I don't know what I would do in that situation. Like, I would catching babies, you'd stand underneath there and be like, I think I got this. I'm the only one here. But you kind of are grateful if you don't want to drop it either. And what happens if Philip goes over there and bumps the dude out of the way and they both, the baby just smashes into that's terrifying. Baby catching, you don't practice baby catching.
I was just thinking, I wonder if I bet you that there's got to be some kind of thing, at least on the firemen.
For baby catching?
Really?
Yeah, if you're in a situation where there's nothing, you know, what would the, you got to be able to talk about it, use certain techniques if use for two people or.
Baby catch. I think they've got like nets and stuff. I don't know how easy it is to deploy them, but you're right. I wonder if firefighters, like every Friday from noon to one, do baby catching. It's baby catching practice.
Ah, man, I missed the baby catching.
Right, we're doing 5-year-olds today, so we're going to lose some arms. People are going to break some arms.
So it's anyone a baby catcher?
Get that 50-pound 5-year-old.
We need you.
It's like 10 pounds
a year,
right?
It's like working out. It's like at one of the stations in your workout, you know? Oh, I got to move on to baby catching.
And God forbid, it's American babies, too.
I did bad last week.
You get 4- and 5-year-old American kids, you're starting to push some pretty big people. You get some big American babies. Hopefully it's a healthy kid.
So you want him to practice on what?
I think here's what you do. No, what my dad used to do when I was in Little League, when he would pitch for me for practice, he would throw pretty hard. And he goes, if you can hit me, you're going to hit anybody in this league. So I think you throw down the fat baby, practice babies, and then anything.
Prepare for the worst.
And then it's like, oh, this is nothing compared to practice. So I think the average 3-year-old, I don't know, I'm guessing 40 pounds. That's probably 35, 40 pounds, 10 pounds a year. You throw down a 100-pound 3-year-old. And you get them used to catching that. It's like a heavy bag. Have you ever tried to lift a boxing heavy bag?
Oh, yeah.
Mine's 125 pounds of dead weight. If that thing came off of 3 stories, it would kill me.
When I did jiu-jitsu, they have the dummies that kind of have they're cut off at the elbow and the knees.
Bob?
Yeah. And throwing those around isn't easy.
Yeah, they're crazy. So you don't want to, you know, baby catching days are brutal. And little American babies, you know, chugging on their ranch cheese chicken fingers.
John, to continue with the theme, society just threw that baby out.
Yeah, society tossed it out. This baby out of here is crying. He's going to fire. Freedom. It is pretty great. It is I got a message from cops that all the kids lived. The mom definitely threw the kid.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a terrible, tragic story. Man.
John, ask Eric. Dads catch babies all the time. Freak their wives out when they throw them up. Didn't Eric
Eric tossed his kid up during a Bears game. He's doing baby catching.
It was a touchdown.
Imagine how loud and mad Lisa would have been had you chucked her 3 stories into the air.
Oh, I caught that. I caught the kid. I had perfect diamond on my hands.
But you only tossed her up to your ceiling, which 7-8 feet higher tops. I mean, that's a hell of a throw. But you go up 3 stories, you're talking about 25, 30 feet. That's a nice throw of a child. To get it up that high, I'm impressed. First off, I'm impressed with dad's skills to be able to chuck a child 30 feet into the air. Second, to catch it on the way back down, we got to be hitting terminal velocity at a certain point. That kid's about 120, 125 mph.
Hang on, John. So I will never look at the drop-off-your-baby box here at the fire station the same again. It's only so they can practice baby drops? Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah, the unwanted babies get practice.
They get 24 hours if no one claims it.
That's right. It becomes a baby drop practice dummy. So think about that, teenage mom, before you stuff that thing in a box. That in 3 weeks, if nobody adopts it.
John, do you remember your redemption game show for your shame network?
Yeah.
Could one of the grand prizes be, or the grand prize game be, catch the baby, you don't, you're out.
Yeah, it's catch it and keep it from George Carlin. They'd throw a grand piano, and then and if you caught it, you could have it. If you didn't, you lost your prize. Catch it and keep it. Anyway, great story out of a tragic story there with that guy. But it is amazing to look at that. I don't know that I have the ability to assess another human being's catch skill like that. And he did it. He did it from a distance with no shoes on and ran through rocks. He looked at another guy and said, he does not have the ability to catch. I have sticky hands. I've got stick-em on my fingers when it comes to catching people.
So, John, what do you think Philip Blanks' war is? Because you know the guy standing next to him has an errant throw in his history.
Yes, wins above replacement are huge. That's great.
Man, we want sports
back.
He's
got war stats on baby catchers. I don't know. You take him out of there and the team suffers. We dropping babies like crazy.
Keep him in there. We can't keep him in there for the long haul, yeah. Phil.
You know what the good news about baby catching out of a fiery building is? You probably met your life quota on that. Probably not going to happen to you again. The odds of that happening twice, like, you got to be kidding me. All right, I've done this before. And then you got to move someone another way. Hang on. I've done this before. What? Yeah, throw the baby to me. I've done this before. And then your stats go out the window, because if you drop the second one, all of a sudden you've lost the credit for the first one.
If Martha Stewart gets struck by lightning three times,
yeah, well,
you can catch multiple babies in a life.
There's lightning. Let me handle
these
this.
These are baseless facts versed on a video I just watched. So let's not bring that into it until Martha breaks out with the camera.
You show up to a burning building.
Yeah.
It's three stories, and it's going to the fourth story.
Oh, boy.
You look to your right. You look to your left. You look up. There's a baby hanging from the balcony. On your right, Steve Bartman.
Oh, man.
On your left,
easy.
Philip Blanks. You don't know.
Hey, Phil, help me catch this, and then I throw an elbow as hard as I might drop the baby just beating up Steve Bartman. I kind of lost track of what I was here for.
I don't think at this point Bartman is going to look at that situation and stay there.
Well, that's
he's going to stay away.
The Curb Your Enthusiasm when Bill Buckner was on, and they fixed it because Bill Buckner caught a baby from a building, and it was the greatest thing ever because everybody forgot about the error because he can catch again.
Would Bartman have his headphones and everything on?
Oh, yeah, he's dressed as Bartman.
He's going to be distracted.
Yeah. Since 2003, he hasn't changed his clothes. He still has the Renegade shirt on, the hat.
He just walks the neighborhood.
The Walkman. And he just wanders around like, Bartman, burning baby. He's like, I'm not in the catching game. I learned my lesson. And what if it's Moises Alou's baby? Oh, my God. He'd have to go apologize to Steve twice. Yeah,
let me clarify to this guy. Hold on a second. Didn't Toledo's son jump from a balcony? Dick must have missed that catch.
Yeah.
First of all, I was up on the same level as he was, so I didn't have a chance to catch
him. Dove
out
the window, caught him in the air.
I thought about jumping over when I saw him down there, and then I knew it would just be me with two broken ankles sitting next to him crying.
Yeah, adding more trouble for the EMT. Okay, so going back, I've thought
about
I didn't
have my phone. I knew I'd just be sitting there.
Toledo family looked like a china cabinet tipped over. Yeah.
My neighbor Farrell wasn't home, so I'd just have to wait until she got home.
You know how you know you live in a pretty decent apartment complex? Your neighbor's name is Farrah.
It was a nice place.
Yeah, I'm just saying, that's pretty hot. You guys don't have a lot of money, but there's some good-looking people in there. Not a whole lot of junky Farrahs.
Farrah's a corporate tax accountant. She does taxes for very rich people.
Wow. Yeah, but it doesn't make her rich. She just hangs around a lot. She's going to be when she marries one of those people that she does taxes for. Okay, I've thought about it. Me, Philip Blanks, Steve Bartman, burning baby, or burning building, baby's coming down. I'm not catching a burning baby.
No.
I wouldn't recommend that either. Catch my flaming baby. I'm like, it's too late for the baby.
Put it out first.
The wind on the way down is just going to make the fire bigger.
It's two stories.
Okay, I turn to Philip and I say, catch the baby. Bartman. And just blast Bartman. So I get to kick the crap out of Steve Bartman while I know a very trusted set of baby catching hands. And Philip Blank stands next to me. Great stuff. So congratulations to Philip for being a hero. And I don't know... I don't want to hear necessarily how spirits were on your side that day, because it sounds like they were kind of abandoning hope at all costs, and the baby's the only one who really had a good day. But
John, I know it's dicey to quote Brady, but didn't he have stories in the Brady Report of the same guy in China catching the same baby within 3 years?
Did he have two catches? Well,
The one guy got taken out.
American News
baby.
Is going to report it's the same Chinese guy.
That was
because
crushing.
We can't tell. Looks like the same guy as the last video we watched. All right, let's not bring that up. I think that's the same Chinaman that caught the last baby. No, stop it. Just stop it. Don't report it that way. And one guy writes, amazing story, but same Chinese guy catches baby twice.
Who's fact-checking that?
No but way. That one was like a 10-story, that was a 100-foot baby drop, but that was a really tiny kid. A, Chinese baby, very small. B, like really brand new, like 7 or 8 pounder. It's like maybe catching a bowling ball, which is risky. You throw a bowling ball off top of a roof. I'm not necessarily going to line up to grab those.
What is that? Is that a...
Hey. Throwing the old storm spice at me. I'm not necessarily going to We're not friends anymore. You're chucking you're saving your bowling ball?
At what point?
Apparently the Storm Spice is one to save, right?
What about like Megan? Like how many floors do you give up on
one.
Trying to catch Megan?
Megan got stuck on the roof once for Christmas lights and stuff.
What?
Oh, I moved the ladder and she didn't know. And she didn't know. And one story. And I'm like, I'm not going to stand under your big ass jumping off a roof. That's crazy. Find your own way down. There's grass over there. We water it. It's soft.
I don't. Where's the ladder?
I'm like, I told you I was getting down.
So two stories, you're out. You're not
two even... stories?
Yeah.
I'm remarried before she hits the ground.
Whoa, tragedy.
I got a girlfriend on the hook before she hits terra firma. If she's in a pickle enough to be in a catch me from two stories, we're divorced before the first floor. I'm remarried before the second. In fact, I probably have a kid before she hits the ground.
Man. That is true love.
What kind of lifestyle is she living? You catching Lisa off of two stories?
No, nobody's doing it.
You're not doing any of that. Nobody's doing that.
Yeah, flip it around.
How come I'm safe? What the hell kind of decisions has she been making that she's in the fire and I'm on the ground? Like, what, didn't you follow me?
I started the house on fire while you were outside.
Well, that sounds like a you problem. I'm going away from the house.
You're not going to catch me?
No.
Your house manager.
Yeah, you manage the fire and then get out of there.
Manage yourself into a pickle.
We have a ranch-style home. What are you doing in the window?
I'll really have fun with it. I'll pull a trampoline over, see what happens.
Yeah, there you go. Now she's on the third floor. God damn it.
Now she's on the roof.
Look what happened. You shot me back up to the third floor.
Well,
now I have to jump again.
I bet you get a bigger trampoline and put you up over the fourth floor. I might be able to put you over the house. Yeah, I'm not catching adults. They can make cognitive choices.
You're on your own.
Yeah, look, you've got a brain. If I've got one of those giant fireman mattresses, I'll put it in place. But I'm not throwing my hands out like, bring it on. I'm not catching a 125-pound woman at breakneck speeds from a second floor. That's dangerous. Figure it out. Crawl to it. I'll get a ladder. That's what I do. Hang on. I'll be right back. Hopefully the fire doesn't spread too fast. I'll go dig around and find a ladder.
Crap, I can't find it. Where'd you put it?
Did you call the police when you let the house?
I did, but I've got to jump.
She moved my ladder again.
What did you do? Hey, honey?
What?
Where's the ladder? Last it was in the...
I put it in the garage because I had...
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Stop touching
me. Are you telling... In the garage... my phone's inside, so I can't open the garage door right now. Okay. You're not going to make it.
Hold on a tick. Aren't both of your wives, don't they have cans? They can survive a fall.
That's true.
Fake cans.
You go chest down. Swan dive into the earth with your... Yeah,
boing.
That's right. Here's an incel who's never touched breasts before. They're spongy and like really bouncy, right? Yeah, and she's also drawn by Hanna-Barbera, so it would be... she'd be fine.
I look forward to the hashtag Catch Your Wife challenge coming to the Shame Network this fall.
Yeah, I would also do the, I would run to a person who has children and grab one of their tiggers and pull off the corkscrew tail and throw it to her and go, this is fine. I've seen this in cartoons. You'll be fine.
Tiggers bounce.
Go get the sheets and tie them up.
Tail save live. Yeah, you can. Yeah, your second floor. Go get... Do it like a prison escape.
You have a brain. Use it.
Yeah, that's why. Babies, I'll catch. Up till about five. But after
I don't
that,
know. Five is,
you can start making choices.
Five's pushing it.
Three's helpless. Five's bare. Yeah, five is really
pushing. You're going to yell up to, how old your kid?
Yeah, I would be like, hey, kid, here's what we're going to do. I would start giving them instructions. Three-year-olds just like, panic. They don't talk real good. I'm not catching it. Plus, I'd be like, what do you weigh? That would be my first question. What does your child weigh? Does it eat a lot of chicken fingers and ranch? Because you won't feed it vegetables because you're lazy.
He doesn't like vegetables. It's been hard.
Yeah, but you got to force him to eat the vegetables.
But you try it. It's really difficult when you just want peace and quiet.
So he's fat?
He's just fluffy.
All right. Philip, catch this one. I'll get the anorexic kid.
Bartman, you get the adult.
Yeah, do you have any... Bartman, you catch the dad. Do you have any kids that are healthy eaters?
It's difficult because we both have jobs, so fast food is more convenient.
Oh, man. Their kids are huge. I haven't even seen them yet. Maybe a little fire's okay. They'll start running around. Get a little off. The three-year-old is 85 pounds. After I catch him, we're going on Maury. Talk about your giant baby. Anyway, good job, Philip Blanks. That's a name everybody should know because that's the type of stories we should be hearing right now. As tragic as it all was, that's what we need.
Although, yeah, the mom died.
Yeah, I mean, the mom died, but you know what? Tragedy. You got to find something decent out of that. It could have been worse, and that's an amazing catch. And to the guy standing next to him, whose name will never be uttered in the history of man, you're lucky, first off, nobody's saying, what's wrong with him? Second, you know what? A for effort, but you get no credit.
The only problem I have is they weren't wearing masks.
That is true.
They probably would have said something before.
Yeah, get your cameras out. Hey, Philip, nice catch. Where's your mask? You probably gave the baby COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing video. That's for darn sure. What do you got on the big board of musical treats there?
All right, Wake Up Song brought to you by ELOteam.com. Check out our website. We're doing a back-to-school drive, so scroll down. You can see the donation thing. You can order right on Amazon, and that way you don't have to leave your house. It's pretty awesome. ELOteam.com. We have AC/DC up here. It's actually Bon Scott's birthday.
Oh, how old would he be? 80?
Yeah, pretty old probably at this point.
Had to be.
He shares a birthday with O.J.
It is O.J.'s birthday, is it not? And it's the re-release of the Ford Bronco. That is a truth.
Yep. Really?
Oh, yeah. Ford about a month and a half ago. When we were off, I was doing stuff on the phone in the hot box. All the breaks the first day were about how Ford said, we're going to release the 2021 Ford Bronco, brand new style. And we're going to do it July 9th.
OJ 73, Bon Scott, I believe, 75.
Yeah. And then somebody said, I think it was Nicole Brown Simpson's sister said, are you kidding me on Ford's thing? Because they're like the all new Bronco. 9th of July, get ready for it. And they knew, and OJ.
So it's kind of like, Memorial Day sales and stuff.
Kind of. Yeah. It was for OJ's birthday, the re-release of the all-new Bronco.
Unbelievable.
And then Ford's like, we didn't know. Yes, you did. The first thing you think of, we're going to re-release the Bronco. Keep it off of June 14th, and when's OJ's birthday? That's all you have to ask in the meeting. That's it. Just nothing OJ-related can be tied back to this. Can't film anything in Buffalo. You can't even say the word Bill. You can't go buy USC in the commercial. It has to be in, like, Colorado. And no white women. And it's got to be, like, a Chinese family enjoying a Bronco. That's it. That's the commercial.
It is interesting because we thought, for sure that they'd have 9/11 sales by now.
For sure.
But,
20 years in, we're going to start talking about the three-day weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
20 years in, we're going to start talking about memorializing that. But that would be another 5 or 6 years of talking.
When does the barbecue start?
Very soon.
Is it soon?
Yeah. I think.
Hey,
yeah.
It's 9/11, guys. Time to barbecue and swim.
Once they three-day weekend it. And you know what it'll turn into by the time we're dead is that people think it's a celebration of the emergency hotline.
It's 9/11 day. It was the day that our ancestors started 911 calls.
No, it isn't.
Yeah. Who cares? We're past the peas.
Never forget.
I'm sorry. It would be America. Pass the ranch-covered peas. Yeah, let's do a little Bon Scott for OJ's birthday. Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a combo of both Bon and OJ's birthday, which is great.
Bon would have been, 74.
Did you get your calculator out for that one?
Yeah, I'm just to double check.
Doing math at home. Yeah.
He made it to what then? 34 years old. He died in 80?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah.
He wasn't very old.
He's just a kid. So he's been dead 10 years longer than he was alive. He lived two Bon Scott lives.
Puked all over himself, right?
Was he one of those?
Yeah, I think in the back of a car.
Is that right?
They found him.
His story, also how he started, he was an AC/DC chauffeur. And he became the lead screamer after Dave Evans refused to go on stage.
I don't know Dave Evans. Did they have any hits?
I guess he was the original one of them.
Huh. I didn't know that story. Interesting. Yeah, well, they've done all right for themselves. There are not many of them left, but
the coroner's report says death by misadventure.
Well, yeah, it was. He did have vomit all over.
So it was
pulmonary aspiration of vomit.
Yeah.
Oh, the puke went back in.
Suspected heroin overdose.
Aspiration is one of the scariest deaths you can talk about. Because I went to go, because I had to go under for my manipulation under anesthesia thing once, and they said, have you eaten in the last 12 hours? And I'm like, I had a bite of a Twix, and the guy's like, we can't do it.
Hit the red button, call it off.
And then Dr. Jordan looks at me, and he's like, I shouldn't have said anything. And he goes, the odds of it are real low. And I'm like, and he goes, no, I'm kidding, we can't do it. And I said, really? And he goes, I thought it was just because when you were under, you were so relaxed, you might poop. and they didn't want to clean that up. And it turns out that it can get in there, and your stomach will gurgle it up, and it'll aspirate right into your lungs and all your everything, and you just start dying. You choke yourself to death, and you're breathing in Twix.
Doesn't sound good.
And bile and all that. So they try to. That's why they tell you not to eat or drink anything before, water, and pee it out, because they want your stomach at its most settled levels.
I guess it was suspected heroin overdose. Acute alcohol poisoning was officially listed on the death certificate. Probably had both in there.
Well, that night was a misadventure.
Yeah, it was definitely a misadventure.
Yep.
That was a party, man.
What a misadventure that turned out to be.
His buddy put him in his car, left him.
Jimi Hendrix had the same thing. Wasn't he in a tub, Jimi Hendrix?
Was he in the tub or he was in the bathroom? Toilet or tub?
I thought he was in the tub.
Toilet or tub. Janis Joplin was also toilet or tub. I don't think. I looked at Janis Joplin. I don't think she was in the tub. I'm going to say toilet.
She didn't bathe, though?
I don't think she took many baths, showers, or she probably was in a pond a lot.
Jim Morrison was.
Was he bathroom, too?
I think he was tubbing.
Yeah. Well, we'll do a little Bon Scott. You got it ready?
Which one are we doing again?
Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. Yep. Get that all loaded up for us. And again, I want to remind you, somebody asked me, said, do I buy the stuff through online for Safeway and Albertsons for Operation Hydration? You know what? I wonder. I don't know that answer. I'm going to have to look into that. But next time you're at the Safeway or Albertsons, you can buy. Yeah, that's a good question, especially nowadays with everybody getting everything online. Grocery store delivery online is pretty great. I wonder if you could tell the person.
Order 10 cases and get it delivered?
Well, you don't have to get it delivered. You just put it there at the Safeway. You put it in the display.
Yeah. Yep.
But then you got to trust that everybody there is doing that. And they didn't just take the cash and keep the stuff. I don't know. I'm not saying that they're crooked. I'm saying that would be a tough one to manage. I prefer the old-fashioned way of grabbing the case and then putting the case on the pile before you leave. But, yeah, I'll look into it. I wonder. That seems like an awful lot of steps for people at Safeway. But it's a good thought. Operation Hydration, Safeway Albertsons, and they're helping us out. And, by the way, Aquafina and Lerner and Rowe match what you drop off, which is fantastic. So that does definitely help. And we've filled that warehouse so many summers, it is unreal. When you see that thing in person and how much water goes in there and then it goes away, I can't imagine what they're dealing with this year where, the donations are definitely down. So we got to ramp that up just a little bit. If you're thinking about it, everybody's got a grocery shop. It's the only place you're going to be allowed to go in the next couple days. I'm venturing to guess that we're closing up and grocery stores will be the only thing left. Maybe drop off a little bit. Think about somebody else if you can. Make sure you take care of yourself first, but if you can.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.